Well, I have news for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. You ready? In 1887, I understand some of you were around then. In 1887, Anthony J. Showalter, you remember him? Yeah, see, Frank does. Published a hymn. The words to that hymn were written by a man who came from Orwigsburg, Pennsylvania. Anybody ever been to Orwigsburg? Where is it? Past where? Up above Reading, past Harrisburg, out there somewhere is Orwigsburg. Definitely in Pennsylvania. The guy's name was Elisha Alexander Hoffman. And the title given to the hymn was Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. You ever remember it? Okay, see, some of you probably sang it when it was new. A contemporary song. The hymn speaks of the high place of privilege that God has given to those who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Indeed, we who believe, we who are the sons and daughters of God, do enjoy a high place of privilege. Hoffman pointed out that ours is the place of fellowship with the Father. Ours is the place of joy divine. Ours is the place of blessedness and peace. He wrote that ours is the place where the path grows bright with understanding, where we have nothing to fear or dread, because we know beyond any shadow of doubt that God Himself is near. It is such a place because we are leaning on the everlasting arms. It was Moses who wrote, "The eternal God is our refuge, and under us are His everlasting arms." Amen. It's Deuteronomy 33:27 if you want to find it. Now, I got to tell you, if there's no other reason to be happy on this Thanksgiving Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, that's reason enough. Under us are God's everlasting arms. Amen. And we live in a place of high privilege. On the day about which Rhonda read to you, the 72 disciples had just returned from their mission to share the good news with those who needed to hear. And yes, it is the same passage with which we dealt last week. Those of you who were here will remember that the 72 came back rejoicing in their success because they had touched people with the good news of the gospel. And Jesus, hearing their report, gave thanks to God for what had happened. Jesus praised God, thanking Him for revealing the secrets of the kingdom of God to them. In His prayer, Jesus pointed out that God could have given this information to learned people, but He chose to entrust it. The secrets of the kingdom of God to ordinary people, like the 72, and like you, and like me. Oh my. What a privilege. What a joy belongs to you and me, for God, in all of His wisdom and power and strength, chose to reveal His secrets to us. On that day, Jesus turned to His disciples and He said to them, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you have seen." I'm having a hard time. Because there are very few of you who look blessed. Okay, I am struggling to pull this out of you. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? Some of you look like you should be laid out. Okay. I don't think you're like catching on here. It was Jesus, the boss, who said you are blessed. Because you have seen things that were hidden from prophets and kings. Do you understand the great honor God has put on us by entrusting us with those secrets, the secrets of his kingdom? Jesus said, the great people, the prophets and kings, learned and wise people longed to see what we have been shown, but they were not allowed to see it. But to us, to his little children, he has shown great things. Now you're sitting there and you're saying, big deal. What has he shown me? Okay, you ready? God has shown you the glory of salvation. He has revealed to you what many people beyond the walls of this place and some sitting in this congregation do not yet know, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He has shown you the road which leads to glory, to paradise, and to eternal life. We know it beyond any doubt, because God, through his Holy Spirit, whispered the truth in our ears. We hear. We see. We handle divine things, for Jesus is our salvation. And we know beyond any shadow of a doubt. I watched a television last night, and they were saying that the resurrection of Jesus changed the course of history. Okay, because of the Roman Empire and the roads and all that stuff. You want to know the truth? It was not Jesus' crucifixion that did anything. The Romans crucified hundreds of thousands of people. Jesus was just one of them. You know what changed the course of human history? Jesus' resurrection from the dead. That changed history. And you know what? He has given us the privilege to look upon that event and to believe. And we know the truth of what Jesus said in the very passage of Scripture, which was read in your hearing this morning. On that day, when Jesus rose up from the dead, he saw Satan fall from heaven like a lightning bolt, dead and finished. And he gave us the power, the sight, the understanding to know what the great and learned minds that made the television show I watched last night missed. He has revealed to us things which others cannot see. So that with Jesus, we ourselves have seen Satan fall before our eyes. On the day of resurrection, Satan fell like lightning from heaven. He was cast down because he lost. With our eyes, we have seen it. Hallelujah, for we have seen it. What a high place of privilege is ours. How we should thank God today, for we have seen with our eyes and heard with our ears things which prophets and priests and kings have not yet understood. Oh my. Oh my. You know what I tell my kids this all the time. With every privilege comes, I hear it. It's whispering. Mm-hmm. Your parents told you too, didn't they? With every privilege comes responsibility. There is a catch to every gift, because every privilege brings responsibility. Our gift comes from God on high. He has given us the gift of seeing and hearing sacred things, things hidden from the eyes of prophets and kings, but revealed to us because we are the children of God. And our responsibility? To be faithful and obedient to the Word of God. And then to go. And in our going, we are to tell. We are to tell what we have seen with our eyes and heard with our ears, so that we may draw into the family of God every child who is destined to see and to hear. So here we are, the last Sunday after Pentecost. The final day in the church's year. Here we sit, so greatly blessed, blessed beyond others on this day of thanksgiving. And how will we give thanks? With our lips only? Oh no. We will give thanks to our Father with full obedience, sharing the good news he has given.